All right, y'all, we are back. So when we left off, which was like a minute ago, I had just told y'all that all the chest cavities were all crushed in. Just pitiful. So they did find some of the cameras, okay? And they got the photos, and from the photos that they saw, everyone seemed really happy. They even had photos up until the date that, you know, everything happened. The kids were happy. It didn't look like anybody turned on each other. You know, I mean, I even looked at these photos, and I'll post some of them on the Instagram. They were having fun. They were all good friends. It doesn't look like anybody snapped. They'd done this together before, so they knew they were hiking buddies. They knew who they could travel with. So it wasn't anything, you know, bad. But let me tell y'all something. Actually, you know what? I'm going to save it. I'll tell y'all in a little bit. So, the survivor Yuri Udin testified Alexander kept a very detailed diary the whole time. It was always with him. He talked about everything. Weather conditions, moods, how, you know, how far they went that day, what they ate, you know, what they saw, everything, right? You listening to me?
Yes.
Okay. So everything. Always had it with him. Now, had he taken off running with it, it would have been on him. He probably wouldn't have. He probably would have just taken off and left it in the camp or whatever. But guess what? The diary to this day has never been found.
Right under a bunch of snow.
That's the thing, though. Wouldn't it be in the tent or on him? I mean, they covered it when they searched for him. They found him. They waited for the snow to melt and even went back. People even stayed in between times looking. So I feel like the diary would have been found. But, you know, we'll say, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. We'll say it got lost. You know, it was overlooked. It could have gotten thrown in a fire or something. No telling. So we'll say that. There were a bunch of other cameras that went missing also, though. I'll get to that, too. So,
it's a cover-up.
It is a cover-up. But what are they covering up? Now, I am going to mention, some of the clothing that they were wearing had high levels of radiation on them. One of the men, though, worked in, you know, around radiation. Tons of it. He was involved in this huge thing that happened, and it involved a ton of radiation. But he was smart enough to know, do not wear those clothes. You know, he knew better. So I'm throwing that out there. Now, let's go into some theories, what people think, okay?
Okay.
Well, let's go into the one that I think you're going to go for. You're not going to go for my fun theories.
Probably not.
Probably not. So the one that I think you'll think it is, a Russian government experiment. They were testing classified weapons. when the investigation was going on, they were very secretive. It wasn't publicized very much. Nobody really, they did not like talking about it. You couldn't ask questions about it. Just very hush-hush. And after, you know, they did their investigation and closed the case. They, you know, they declared it was unsolved, but they also closed the mountain for 3 years.
3 years.
3 years. Now, you know what that reminds me of, closing the mountain like that?
What?
Chernobyl. Why did they close Chernobyl?
Well, there was radiation leaks.
There was radiation. What'd they have on their clothes? Radiation. So, it kind of strikes me as funny that they closed a whole mountain for 3 years. And when the people were at their funeral, the people that came to the funeral, now this is just hearsay, okay? But they claim that their skin was an orangish color and their hair had lost their pigment. And as I said, they had radiation on their clothes. But wait a minute. When you do autopsy reports, do you normally test for radiation?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't think so. Like, if I just drop dead, are they going to, like, test me for radiation or be like, oh, she had a heart attack, you know? I mean, I just don't feel like that's something you would normally test for. So there was also items found on the site that did not belong to the hikers. I believe there were a pair of skis that did not belong to them. Just random stuff. Now, also, there was a rumor that they started the investigation 2 weeks before they were reported missing. So there's that. So there's one theory. It was a secret government Russian experiment, and they just were in the wrong place at the wrong time, pretty much. Right? So we can say that. So I've got another one, though. And all these are kind of convinced. Well, not all of them for you, probably. For me, yes. Now, another theory. Can you guess what it could be?
A yeti.
Okay, I'm saving that one to last because it's my absolute favorite. So, this theory, though, I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens. Okay? So, on March 31st, a little bit after they found the first bodies, volunteers were still there. They saw flying...
Could it have been a wampa?
That would just be amazing, you know? I mean, they wouldn't have gotten cold, though, right? Okay, so the volunteers were still at the site around March 31st. They all saw flying saucers in the sky. These weren't just the volunteers. These were military men as well. They saw what they described as a large glowing disc in the sky. And also, the disc were seen in January, February, and March by multiple groups of people. And, you know, that's when they were doing their hike, was when the supposed flying saucers were seen. So, now, people noticed after seeing the UFOs, the trees would have burns on top of them. So there's that. Now, I'm going to throw this in there just to say, what if? I've heard a lot of UFO stories where people have seen, allegedly seen UFOs, but afterwards they've had radiation poisoning. And it's been like way, like, more than one. It's been a lot. So many people have claimed to have some kind of radiation after they see UFOs. So I'm, our dog is bored. If y'all can't hear that, he's moaning right now.
For zero reason.
I know, there is nothing wrong with him.
So remind me to let you in on what Danny did to me today. At the end of the story, because it's still irking me right now.
Okay. So that's the UFO theory. Also,
like a fourth kind?
Kinda, pretty much. And also, when it was mentioned, the report, you know, they wrote it in the report, and when they brought it back, you know, the government officials told them there would be absolutely no UFO talk in the report, and to take all talk of UFO out of the report. So there's that. Okay. Now they tried to say that another theory was the Mansies.
The what?
The Mansies.
Oh, the Indian tribe.
They tried to say that, but The Mancies were right there with the volunteers helping them find them. Also, they helped kind of map out the route, and they weren't on any kind of sacred ground or burial ground or anything like that. Like, the Mancies had no problem with them hiking through there. Not a big deal. They were not, you know, a hateful group of people. They were just living their lives. They didn't really care what was going on. So they just did their thing. They quickly dismissed that theory because, as I said, they were with them the whole entire time, helping look for their bodies, helping to find these kids. So that theory was dismissed real fast. Okay, let's get to my favorite one, the Yeti. And I wrote way more notes about this Yeti than anything else, okay? Because I'm going to get my point across. So, we have, think back. Remember when I was telling you that they had their own little newspaper that they did, and their last comment was, "We now know the snowmen are real." Mm-hmm. What did that make you think of?
The Yetis.
Yeah, Yetis. Okay. The Mancy believed in Yetis, but they call them Manx. Okay. They were big believers in the Yetis.
You say believers?
I'm a believer. But yeah, they were all about the Yeti. As a matter of fact, a few weeks before the hikers were at the mountain. Oh, that was our dog. A few weeks before they were at the mountain, the Mancies had their own reindeer. These dogs are killing me. Thunder or ringing. Stop it.
I don't think they want you to continue.
I know. I'm scaring them. So the Mancies had their own group of reindeer, right? Mm-hmm. I think Riggins is getting scared. Can y'all hear him? He's whining. But one night, all the reindeer were slaughtered in the same way as the hikers were slaughtered. Okay? They chalked it up to the Manx. They, Riggins, stop it. But yeah, that's what they believe killed their reindeer. And it wasn't like a folklore thing to them. It was real. That is real life to them. They very much believe in those things. And that's what they thought got their reindeer. So also, there was a statement. This is government stated, okay? So listen to this. The American Embassy of Nepal sent a statement to the Department of State in Washington, and the title of it was Regulations Covering Mountain Climbing in Nepal Relating to the Yeti. Okay, this came out 11 months after the hikers were found dead. Yes. Okay. Yetis are also, y'all are going to love this, Yetis are protected from being hunted. They are. That is an actual thing. There are laws. You cannot hunt a Yeti. If you see a Yeti, you don't go near it. That is a law. They live by it. So what do they know that we don't know? Now, back to what I was going to tell you about the pictures they found. All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to post this picture, y'all, because I'm so excited about it. I was looking through the pictures.
He's getting louder now.
I hope y'all can hear that. I found a picture, and they said that it was a figure that they saw in the forest. Y'all, it looks dead ass like a Bigfoot, okay? And I'm going to post it. It's one of the pictures that got developed. It's the only picture that I'm all about. Like, the other pictures are them having fun, and that's wonderful. But then it comes to that, and I'm like, yes, I fucking knew it. It's a Yeti.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I didn't know about that picture, and I was so excited that I found it, and it's going to be posted. So, in 2019, they reopened the case, 2019 through 2020. Riggins, you have to stop, baby. Okay. They reopened the case, and they came back and closed it and said the cause of death was an avalanche.
What?
And that was all they were going to say about it.
He's getting louder and louder.
He's wanting attention. But yes, an avalanche. What do you think? You think it was an avalanche?
No.
Now, there are pictures. Oh my goodness. He literally stopped when I paused it and started back when I started talking again. I'm going to post pictures of the camp when they found it. And I feel like if it were an avalanche, the tent would have been covered in snow. And they wouldn't have found the bodies just laying out there. They would have been covered in snow. I mean, maybe I've just never been in an avalanche. But I just don't feel like
all that can happen from that.
Exactly. I don't feel like avalanches pull your eyeballs out. I mean, they may. Maybe.
You gotta have some damn good suction.
Right. Like, I must be really inexperienced in avalanches. But, you know, I just don't feel like that could happen. Also, y'all, there is a picture of the camp before it all happened. And there is a ski pole in an upright position. Okay. There are other pictures after the incident and in that same identical spot. That same ski pole is sitting in its upright position. Okay. Y'all, there wasn't an avalanche. Russia, it wasn't an avalanche. Get your shit together.
Well, we all know how Russia's kind of shady.
Yeah, Russia. Anyways.
Now, the girls are hot from Russia. But
the girls are beautiful from Russia. I am so jealous. All gorgeous girls.
excuse me.
But, yeah. So, we're calling bullshit on the avalanche, right?
I'm calling bullshit, too.
Okay. So, what do you think it is? Did you think it was the Yeti?
No.
What did you think it was?
I think that it was some sort of radiation poisoning causing them to go crazy and they all killed each other.
But pulling their tongue out by the root?
Well, maybe they got into like a zombie type of like state. You never seen that movie, Chernobyl or whatever?
Chernobyl?
Yeah. And how like all of them started killing each other and shit?
Yeah, that is true. And I get that. Maybe it was something, some kind of craziness, and I get it. I could get behind that. I really want it to be a Yeti so bad. I know it's probably not.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, governments are going to lie through their damn teeth on anything that
not
been discovered yet, like aliens
absolutely,
or Yetis or Superman.
Absolutely. Like, if it came out and they were like, breaking news, it was a Yeti, I wouldn't be surprised, but I'd be like, oh my God, I knew it.
Did you hear about the Nessie sighting for this year?
You showed me that, and I'm so excited. Did you look at it?
No, I sent it to you, though.
Okay. But yeah, so I think it could be a number of things. I think more than likely it is some kind of government experiment. As I said, wrong place, wrong time. And also them closing the mountain down. But see, them closing the mountain down, I feel like it could be radiation.
Yeah.
It could also be Yetis.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe the Yetis were out of control.
And their clothes had radiation. I mean.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's more than likely that.
Yetis are not radioactive.
Maybe they're radioactive Yetis running around helping out the aliens.
We're all screwed. Just wait for them to take over.
I don't want alien radioactive Yetis. Now, I did go around work doing my little research poll as usual, and I was asking people if they believed in Yetis. Okay. One girl said, and Amanda, you're amazing for even saying this. I said, do you believe in Yetis? And she said, no, but I do believe in regional Bigfoots. And she said, because a Yeti is basically a Bigfoot. We're just going to call it a regional Bigfoot. That is my new favorite thing. I love that. So, regional Bigfoots.
I get it.
I get it. I love it. That's super smart. Amanda, you're wonderful. So
you rock, Amanda.
Yeah, you do. So
Amanda. I love that movie.
I do too. But yeah, a lot of people that I asked, they were like, I don't know. Like they, and then some people were just straight up no. I don't think people think of the Yeti as much as they think of the Bigfoot.
You know, we haven't had any really modern movies over Bigfoot or Yetis or anything except for like Harry and the Hendersons.
I know. I love Harry and the Hendersons
too.
Me
too.
I do believe, and I want to watch a movie if you would want to. I want to watch, they've got several movies out about the Diet Love Pass. And I would really like to watch it. And fun fact, y'all, they ended up naming that trail after their leader, Igor Dyatlov. Just that's where they got the name from.
What about that one person that lived?
He is.
What's he think happened?
He thinks it was a government thing because he was the one that saw some of the stuff that was at the camp that was not theirs. So, because he went back with the search parties and stuff, and but he's pretty convinced it's some kind of government conspiracy. Which, fair, I get it. That's more than likely what it is. It's definitely not an avalanche, Russia. But yeah, he got lucky. He got lucky. He got sick that day, and that probably, or no, most definitely saved his life. So, what did you think about it though? Did you get into it? Were you interested in it?
And,
yeah, it made me like kind of want to do some stuff on Chernobyl and stuff like that too, you know, find out more about it. But I hope you guys loved it as much as we did. I had a blast learning about all this. I will post some pictures. You can also find so much information on it. And I'm not going to post their death pictures or anything. But if you do look up the Dyatlov Pass incident and then like victims or something like that, it'll show the pictures of them, how they found them. And it's not as gruesome as it sounds because they were frozen there in black and white. You know, they're from 1959. But if that's something you want to look at, because I definitely wanted to look at it, I wanted to see the picture where it looked like she was screaming before she died, because she absolutely did look like that. Take a look at them. If you don't have a weak stomach, go look at those pictures, because they're something to look at. You have anything you need to add?
No. Chris Rock's in a new movie.
What movie is he in?
Fresh Prince.
Stop it.
But handprints. Get it?
Yes.
Fresh Prince.
Actually, I didn't get it until you said that, but that makes it like 100 times better. I love that. All right, y'all. Do you want to do your little catchphrase?
No, I'm good.
You haven't said it once.
I know.
You
got on to me about it.
When? I didn't. That's why. All right, y'all. Fuck you, Barry. Y'all have a wonderful week. Everybody make good choices. And we will see you guys on Sunday.
Coming, bro.